glasses. Until next time, okay? And hi there. Are you my 3 o'clock? Well, come on in. Yeah, go ahead and have a seat on my couch. I am Dr. Oof! Oh my god. Ugh. Tripping over my shoelaces. Let me go ahead and tie those. Oh, my fucking head. No, sweetie. It's fine. I'm fine. I'm okay. I just knocked my glasses off. Let me just find them and dial. Gosh. Look at me having a real life Elma moment. Jeez. Honey, did you happen to see where my glasses slid to when I... Oh, under your couch? Lift your legs for a sec? I'm sorry. Oh! You got, thank you. Okay. Oh. Hi. I'm... Hello. You, nice... t-shirt. Oh, let me get off the ground and back at my desk, huh? Okay. So let me start over. I am Dr. Morningstar, but please just call me Lilith. Huh? Oh god, would you look at that? I spilled my... spilled mustard from my sandwich on my jumper sweater. One second. Let me just take this off or it will bother me. oh, wait. Glasses off first. Oh, God. Tangled in my earring. One second, honey. I can't hear you with my sweater over my... Oh, fuck. It's stuck to my shirt, isn't it? Fuck. Oh, God. Please don't tell HR I just flashed you my tits. God. Thank you. And I am so sorry for that. Jesus. Is this awkward now? I can totally get you reassigned to... Okay. Okay then, So... Ah, right! Let's, begin! okay. Classes. So, it says you'd like to work on your impulse, your anxiety, and your... hypersexual activity. Okay, yep. This is a great start. So, it also says this is mandated, which is why you seem a little less than enthused to be here, which is very fair. We get it a lot. Okay, well, look, I don't expect you to open up to me right away, okay? You can take your time and get to know me until we establish mutual trust. There's no time frame on healing, but we're here to start doing the work, right? Okay, so tell me about the incident that led you to seek counsel. Well, as long as you're using the tools we talked about, I know you can persist and stay on the right track. Well, it's best to block and go no contact with old flames, especially the ones you met during your spiral last year, when it comes to taking control of the hyper-sex drive. Sure! Tell me why you find it hard to resist her in particular. Oh, at a bar. One of those edgy ones. Ah, I see. Wait, she let you do what? Ugh. That's hot. I mean, that's, how irresponsible of you two. Public indecency, that's ludicrous. or you know, I totally get why that could be hard to resist. Well, maybe one day, once you've excelled in therapy, you can have a healthy friendship with this nice girl, you know, without getting arrested. Oh, I'm sweating? This is a small office with little ventilation. I think the AC went out again. Hi, Judith? Can you call maintenance and ask them about the air conditioning? I think it's out again.
No, Dr. Morningstar, I don't...
Thank you! Okay, so that is our time for today, sweetheart. Shall I put you down for Wednesday, the 6th, for our next session? Wonderful. I'll walk you to the front and we'll have you penciled in with Judith, okay? Hello there. Welcome back. I was starting to think you wouldn't show. Wow, you look good. Nice. I mean, you know, like the print on that blouse is very flattering, and the way you left the top three buttons open is that a new chain? Oh, okay. Oh, your cologne. Sorry. Come on back. What, this old thing? What can I say? It's Casual Friday. Needed a reason to bust out the old leather tube top. Oh, I always had a belly button ring. It just doesn't show under my usual sweater and trouser pants situation. Well, hey, it's my practice, so I make the rules here, silly. Oh, well, although that remark wasn't very appropriate, I did accidentally flash them on our first visit, so I will accept the compliment. Thank you. I'm quite fond of my breasts myself. Sometimes I forget they're in there. No, I don't have plans after work. Why? Oh, God forbid a therapist wants to wear something sexy at work, huh? Loosen up a little. Oh, no, I don't wear contacts. I just didn't want my big old glasses to ruin my aesthetic. Shit! Who put that door frame there? Huh? How embarrassing.
You okay?
Fine, Judith! After you, please. I just forgot how to walk in heels, I think. Let me just make it to my seat already. Ooh, okay. Ouch. Okay, so how have you been since our last meeting? Ah, good. Have you been practicing the tools we discussed to curb your cravings? Mm-hmm. Good. Good. Very good. Any examples with how you've been handling that you'd maybe like to share? Oh wow, a bar? Yikes, that probably wasn't the best choice, would you say? Okay, well, I trust your judgment. I also trust, no drinking, correct? Yay, excellent! Have you been catching up with the old college pals? Creating new bonds and relationship structures that aren't centered around sexual interactions? Well, look at you. Ah, well, stray thoughts are perfectly normal. That's why it's good to pick up a new hobby and just keep busy, because idle hands are the devil's. I'm sorry? Like me? I remind you of someone? From your past, huh? Oh, okay. Well, if that's triggering for you, then maybe we should... Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, if you're fine, I'm fine. Of course, I'm fine. We're stellar. Oh, well, I'm not professionally allowed to get into my personal, it's maybe been a few years. Well, I mean, I too had a pretty reckless past that I've since recovered from, and I had such a life-changing experience with the staff that I worked with through recovery that inspired me to go to medical school and get my bachelor's and then a PhD in, what are you doing? What do you mean? Nothing. It's not nothing. It's clearly not nothing. You've rolled my chair closer to you, and you're still holding on to the arms of my chair. What do you mean, up to? I'm not up to anything. I told you. I just felt like dressing up today. There's not an ulterior motive here. Huh? What? That's insane. That's crazy. Dressing up to turn you on? That would violate my entire code of ethics. I could have you removed from my practice for insinuating such a thing. It's a choker. Why do you ask? And why are you holding on to it like this? Huh. Did you? You mentioned your ex-flame wore a choker you found hot? That's funny. I have no memory of that statement. You're just reaching now. What? Want you? No, I can assure you I do not want you. Hey, get up from there. What are you doing under my desk? Those were your fingers. Those are fingers on your hand. I'm not that one. And it has absolutely nothing to do with you. Wait, you can't. Whoa. You can't just start eating me out under my fucking desk. Oh my god. Hello?
Hey, it's Dr. Morningstar. I heard a little commotion. Is everything...
Oh, no. You know me, I just stumbled a little bit. Everything is... Holy shit.
What just happened? Should I get security?
No. I'm fine. We're fine. It's fine. It's totally fine. We're good.
Okay, thanks. Gah.
Oh my god. Oh god, I'm gonna come. Oh. Okay, get back, get off, please. Oy. You wanna tell me what kind of sorcery that you just fucking do with your tongue and fingers, and it was so fast and then so soft and then what do you? Oh god.
Over my desk. Do I want you to stop?
No. Please, don't stop. Don't stop. Just please. I wanna feel it. Please, can I have it? Uh-huh. And then what? Fuck you, that's ludicrous. Okay, no, wait. Okay. Fuck if anyone heard me say this. Okay, I dressed up the day to get your attention. I guess I am a naughty little therapist. Please don't rat me out. Oh my god, you're gonna rip my skirt pulling it up so fast. Oh, this is so fucking good. It's so fucking wrong. Don't come on me, okay? I haven't had sex in so long. I gave up on birth control, but I am way too invested in my career right now to have a baby with a patient, no less. I'd lose my practice. I'd have my license suspended. Oh god, I'm gonna squirt. Oh, fuck. I'm fine. I'm so fucking good. just sit on the couch? Okay, why? Oh, me? Swallow it? Yes, sir. Glasses are crooked. Just take these off. God, that was sort of amazing. I've never done that before. Oh, well, I guess all of it. I've never fucked a patient. I've never had sex in this office. And I've never had a throw pie before. Well, this is about as unethical as it gets. I don't know why I encouraged this. You just had this aura about you. I couldn't stop thinking about you. I touched myself at night thinking about you ever since I met you. But obviously I can't continue to be your therapist. What? What do you mean you won't tell? I mean, I of course didn't have plans on sharing this with anyone either, but you think? Well, okay. I guess if no one finds out, we probably can fuck in my office again though. I mean it, okay? Why are you looking at me like that?